containment. Then we can use a safer, well-established route to get to Omarith.
A few days earlier, I would have questioned Drusel's suggestion as a genuine one. But despite many opportunities to betray us, especially here on Kupo, she had never taken advantage. Her assistance in keeping our presence here a secret had been invaluable, in fact. I was willing to believe now that she just wanted to reunite with her family on Omarith. And aside from that, I just felt that she was telling the truth. Whether that was attributable to my force sensitivity or not, I didn't know.
What about those interdictors in this system? Nakari pressed. Aren't those gravity projectors going to keep us here? They would keep us from using any established lane out of here,
the Given replied.
But of course, we will not be using any of them. We will be exiting the system in another direction, where their simulated mass will not hinder our hyperdrive. May I show you?
Please do, I said. I cast an uncertain glance at the surface of the dining table. It was decorated with brown calf rings and assorted sandwich crumbs, which we didn't notice when we were going to add to it, but looked mildly horrifying if you wanted to place anything valuable on top of it. Drusel didn't care, though. She approached the table and put down her data pad so that we could see it easily without peering over her shoulder. It displayed a map of the system that had been marked with glowing yellow dots and blue circles around them as if they identified orbits.
The Empire's interdictors are blocking egress here, here, and here.
She pointed with a pale finger to three yellow dots.
I have indicated the mass shadows of their gravity projectors with blue lines. So to escape, we must plot a course out of the system in between those mass shadows, and travel a goodly distance off-planet before the hyperdrive can engage. And you see that there are several options available to us, but our interest would be to move to the galactic east, correct?
Yes, I admitted. But there's almost nothing mapped out in that direction.
Precisely why they won't consider it a possible avenue of escape.
You're right, nobody would consider it, including me. I'm all for the element of surprise, don't get me wrong, but what are you using for a navigation point? Not Gamor, right? Because there's an entire sector of space between here and there, and that sector is largely unexplored. There might be uncharted brown dwarfs, or planets, or any number of things we could run into if you just pick a direction and go.
One moment.
Drusel dismissed the system map and called up a second one, which was a much larger view of several sectors, except that it had math symbols written all over it.
We will use this star, here.
She pointed to an equation below and left of center, and I failed to see any indication of a star. The marks looked indistinguishable from any other set of scribbles on the map. I had no idea what she was talking about. I'm sorry, which star again? You pointed to an equation.
That's the star.
What?
Unexplored space does not equate to unobserved space. An analysis of the movements of other stars around it proved that it must be there. No one has viewed it yet, except through the lens of mathematics. But such a lens is frequently better than mere glass.
Nakari and I exchanged a glance with widened eyes, each wondering if the other had heard the same thing. Except that I can reach out with my hand and verify that the glass is there, I said.
Your senses can be fooled. Math and physics do not lie.
No, I'm not suggesting that you did the math incorrectly. I'm wondering how you can be sure that you've considered everything, or didn't accidentally miss a variable. Your senses can be fooled as well, right? How do you know you've accounted for everything?
I cannot be 100% certain, of course. But I am confident that I have extrapolated correctly based on the stars we do know about.
Well,